We need to back sell a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know if everybody knows this, but TC caught a hog.
Remember TC? What I hear.
That's a great point. I did catch a hog.
It's kind of been the month of TC, and we're going to close out this month with the week of TC.
Oh,
we're
wow.
We're
going to
herald him. We, again...
Like Kari Lettinen.
Herald.
Now, as far as the...
Like
the,
Kari, he's one of the 2-3 stars of the week.
Now, as far
and
as
I'm the
money
first.
Money payoff, and I'm not trying to weasel out of it or anything, but my accountant, it's tough to get a cash flow going. I got a cash flow problem.
You don't have it right now?
All my money is in... Beirut stock.
Okay.
I bought Beirut stock. I heard it was doing
sure.
so much better just a few moments ago, actually.
Part of the rebuild.
But I was contacted by someone who couldn't be part of the show on Monday. It's Craig Jr. Miller.
Wow.
And
his grace.
He wasn't able to chime in yet. So I decided we'd have him on the show real quick here. Or else I'd love to tell you everything about Beirut, where it is, all that kind of stuff. But just no time.
Baghdad Arak. See, I could write the whole song.
We're sorry. The number you dialed is
so
not working.
So you have a song about Middle Eastern capitals?
You never heard the South America one? This is very big for our generation.
Oh, you know what? I think I dialed his home number, and I don't think that works.
Ecuador, Lima, Peru. La Paz, Bolivia.
What's the song with the Middle East?
I just use the same.
He's freestyling it right now.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think Craig, I have a home number for
Bag,
him.
Dad,
I wonder if he even has a hard line
Damascus,
anymore.
Syria, Damascus, Syria.
Hello.
Tehran?
Craig Tehran. Jr. Miller, please.
Hold on. Oh, wait. This is he.
Hey!
I actually Judge Junes.
Are you in your chambers?
No, I'm actually at SMU. I'm speaking to the School of Law in about 20 minutes.
Wow.
Deadman work.
That's awesome.
Hey, I just dialed the wrong number. Do you even have a hard line anymore? I have your home number in my phone.
No, I do not. I got rid of that.
How many years ago?
20.
How do you do interweb without a phone? You don't need a phone line for interweb?
Nope.
Wow.
I have cable.
Do you?
Okay.
You need your phone line for that? I don't even know what I need it for.
Blazing 56K.
I've never answered my phone.
No, this is true.
So I think the alarm, though, needs it or something. Well, anyway, so Craig, you weren't able to join us on Monday.
Thank you.
Well,
that's weird. But... so needed to get your 2 cents just on the whole TC hog catching experience. I know you watched the video that Trey produced, which was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all very, very happy about how it turned out. TC did so much more than we ever thought he could.
Yeah, I was really impressed by the effort and the video shot by Cray Trey was artistic in so many ways. So, yeah, I would like to congratulate TC for bringing in a big, fat, healthy hog free of maggots and anything else.
Well, actually,
oh,
those adjectives might not.
Judge, I'm detecting from your tone some level of dissatisfaction.
To be honest, the hog is fine. The size of the hog is fine. I heard you guys conceding that you were okay with the size of the hog. We never really stipulated whether the hog had to be maggot free or anything like that. So
we did not have a maggot stipulation. This is true.
It was the sickliest possible hog that you could have brought in, but still it was a hog, and
not nearly as healthy as the many hogs that you've caught in your illustrious career. So
sir,
yeah, I don't see how that's relevant, but anyway, the one thing that I did notice in the video that I thought was odd, and I didn't get to hear the full segment the other day of the hog being presented, but I thought it was odd that it was clearly captured on video that TC had a gentleman helping him lift the hog into the back of the truck. And I thought we had discussed that in hog court, that he had to do everything on his own. And one of the chief points that we discussed, well, the hardest part is going to be lifting the hog cage or trap into the back of the pickup, and how he had to do that on his own. And I could swear we discussed him having to build a ramp or renting a bobcat or something like that. So I didn't know how you guys felt about that. That's the one thing that jumped out at me, is that he did get help.
And you're always a stickler for the black and white law, and that's why we called you in. Because
nobody appreciates or knows the law better than I do.
Right, and you're not into subjectivity, right? It's just it either is or it isn't. And that's the way the law has to be.
He uses
my reputation.
He uses precedent.
Right. He cites precedent all the time. But yeah. I would like to say this, like in the end, although we're not concluding it just yet, the cash flow deal, we're working on acquiring the money. But I think that in the end, you would have to say, look, you were a guy in the ticker booth saying, hey, I can catch a hog. And we said, there's no way you could catch a hog. Like, if it was really just the letter of me, myself, I can just go catch a hog. You can't, right? You need a lot of help. You need some help. But I think you gave so much effort towards this. You really did put a lot into it. You know, after you were done with the nephew's birthday party and the boat trip.
Tearing up the lake.
You did go put in a lot of legwork.
You did. You
clearly, though a guy helped you put it on the truck, you exerted more effort than I would have ever thought possible from you. So I have no, as far, Judge, I just say, be lenient on TC. I think he did an awesome job. He's going to be paid in full. I think this is a great radio thing that happened. I loved seeing the hog, even though it was on its last legs, it looked like. I ask for mercy from the court for TC. I think, you know, this is like the victim's family asking, you know, don't, you know what I mean? I think he did a fantastic job. I'm really pleased.
Well, I was considering the death penalty, but now that you've asked for mercy, I will say this. I've studied recently quite a bit the landmark ruling in the case of Kramer versus Kramer. And I think it applies here. I do believe TC needs to be paid by you guys, but I do believe the spirit of the entire bet was violated when he got help in the most difficult point, and that is lifting the hog into the truck, a point that we all discussed thoroughly and that he said he would do on his own. So I believe he does basically win the bet in that he delivered a hog full of maggots, but still a hog.
Well, the maggots are merely bonus.
If you were to ask me for my ruling, I would say he does not deserve the entire $2,000 because he did get help and he did violate the spirit and he did violate his own word where he said he would not receive help lifting it into the back of the truck.
Yeah, I never said that. Part.
What's
so,
that? DC,
so
what?
I would say
I never said that.
You know, I do have some audio here if you want to dispute that a little bit. Well, you didn't say that, but that was in Junior's ruling.
So if I say I never said that, you agree?
You didn't say that, but you did say I adhere to Junior's ruling.
This is getting weird.
All we're doing here, TC...
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, I was pausing because I thought you were going to play it.
No, but there's no reason for you to butt in and start arguing here. The money is going to be paid in full. We appreciate, like I said, Junior Miller, he's a slave to the law. That's just in his nature.
His obligation in the end.
We, though, is to hog law. We're going to pay you an extra dollar for each maggot.
International hog law.
we're real pleased with how this all turned out. This is just intended to be kind of a back sell of the whole thing, and I just wanted to let Junior have his say.
Let me just say that if you were to ask me to make a final ruling, I believe that you owe TC, but I don't believe you owe him the full amount. I would say that you would each owe him $666.
Sir.
Oh. Interesting.
And let's just all deal with the tension of that figure for a moment. You would each owe him $666. I believe you owe him 2/3 of what is coming to him. But since he agreed to my ruling, which contained the stipulation that we talked about in hog court, no help, and he clearly got help in the most difficult part, I don't believe you owe him the full $1,000 each. That's just my expert legal opinion.
Well, this is perfect because so the court has ruled to pay him only $666.
Sir.
$666 each.
Stop it.
But now we can, by paying him the full amount, Bob, the spotlight comes back to us where we're the good guys. We look great in this.
Gracious and generous in yes. all our ways.
I knew there was a way you would work this out.
So really, we've all won. We've all won. TC gets a little extra money than the law has required.
Boy, if you're going to put it that way, though, I'm reminded that the judge also ruled for 1 week, and we fought
right.
feverishly for
that should be on
the
our
defendant to get 3 weeks, and then the hog was caught in week three.
Put that on our resume. As far as the good guy, good guy portion, good dude portion of the resume.
Good dude.
Just as my closing
argument.
Would
you rule officially that we're, and TC, mic off, would you rule officially that we're good dudes, Junior?
Yeah,
in the eyes of the court.
In my observing of this case, you two are wonderful human beings. You have always fought for leniency. You
please,
are going to pay in full.
Please.
You gave him extra time.
Go on.
From the bench's perspective,
please, this is so uncomfortable, Craig.
TC has always tried to cut corners here and do a little weaseling and try to massage his words or my words, and that doesn't please the court. Neither did his tweets about boating, which I know were directed at me, tearing up the lake. That did not please the court. So I do believe you guys have gone above and beyond. I would be happy to rule that you do not owe him the full amount because I believe he did, in a way, violate the spirit of the bet. But in the end, like you said, we all win. I win because I get to put this case on my resume as I try to get the attention of our current president. I'd like to be on the Supreme Court. I think, well, make no secret of that. And so the more cases like this that I can get on my resume, that's really all I care about.
That's great.
How well, do the three I, of you pay again, up and still come off so on. Insufferably?
Hold on. I think we ruled Mike off. And I just want to say I don't feel that comfortable with the term hero being thrown out when you're talking about us, but I appreciate it. I mean, I read between the lines.
Term.
I know you didn't say hero, but you were insinuating we are kind of like heroes. So...
I'll use that term about you guys if you'll use it about me.
Absolutely.
Well, it was a heroic judgment on your part, Judge.
We'll let you get back to the students.
We'll let you get to the SMU law school here.
Right. I know you're up against it.
I'll be right there, kids. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't hear your last comment. I've got to run. My lecture's about to start.
All right. Thank you, Craig.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
God bless America.
Adjourned.
Well, that settles it.
It settles it. TC's great, and we're a little better. Just a tick better. But who knew? Who knew we would shape it that way?
All right. Who knew? All right. It's
a great job, TC.
Good job, TC.
It was awesome. It really was awesome.
Maggots or no? It was a tremendous hog.
I don't think it should be diminished
and
at all.
Has it been awesome. Has enough been made out of the hog returning to its natural habitat?
Oh, yeah. He let it back out to the wild. Threw it back.
A stay of execution. Did you have any thoughts for its family, TC, when you...
Just glad that Ham Rambe is back with all of his friends.
It was eaten immediately.
Ham Rambe.
By the wild.
And then whoever ate it died.
Do you think Ham Rambe is alive today?
I think he's having a great time right now.
Did you tag it so you could follow him?
Oh, why didn't we put GPS on that thing?
Because TC didn't want to touch
like
it.
Little,
yeah, I'm
little,
not touching it.
Maybe
one.
A remote GoPro or something.
Monkey, pig cam.
That'd be so great. Man, what a missed opportunity. All right.
Go get another one.